As always, it is so good to be with you, even by means of live streaming. And would you like some great news today? Well, I've got some. We received word this week that public mass will resume in some form by the end of this month. Yes, by the end of this month. I find that to be very heartwarming, and I promise you we'll keep you updated as things progress. Today is called Good Shepherd Sunday, which really couldn't be any more perfect for the time that we are living in. The illustration of shepherd and sheep is used prolifically in the scriptures. As a matter of fact, shepherd is mentioned 100 times and sheep 400 times. It is the most common animal that is recorded in the scriptures. And not only that, people could relate during that day to shepherd and sheep because shepherding was a commonplace vocation. And then the realization that sheep are totally dependent upon their shepherd, it makes it an exceptionally good illustration for understanding our utter dependence upon God. See, sheep had by that time had been domesticated. They weren't wild sheep, but domesticated. And they were domesticated primarily for their wool. And as a result of this, sheep had come to depend on the shepherd for everything. So much so that if one got out of the fold and got away, it was highly unlikely that they would be able to survive in the wild on their own. I guess you could say, as goes the shepherd, so goes the sheep. And that's why when you search the scriptures, you will find three types of shepherds that are listed. And here they are: the good shepherd, the bad shepherd, and no shepherd at all. Now, which one, here's a quiz for you. Which one did Jesus say he was? Well, he was the good shepherd, of course. And that's really important for us to understand. Because what we can do, realizing that he is the good shepherd, we can look at the qualities of what a good shepherd is. And the Psalm for today, the 23rd Psalm, is a great place for us to start, as it is considered to be a good, typical day from the sheep's perspective. Listen to what it says. A good shepherd is. The good shepherd is my provider, guide, and protector. He leads me to fresh water that's easy to drink from. He takes me to abundant fields of grass in order to graze upon. He shades me during the hottest part of the day. There's constant protection from him, from the wild beasts, and he's happy. He'll even put me on his shoulders when I am prone to wander off, as I often do. He applies ointment to my nose and to my eyes to keep the flies away. He shears me when it gets too hot and the weight of the wool becomes burdensome. He is gentle in leading me if I am carrying young. And he carries my lambs in his arms when needed. He attends to me when I am not feeling well, and he binds my wounds. Let's look at a few more qualities of the good shepherd in today's gospel reading. He gathers me in the sheep pen at night and stands at the gate so that I can sleep in peace without any worries at all. He's willing to give up his life to stay off the wolf, the bear, and the lion when they try to attack me. As you think about those images and that imagery, do you find any of that comforting? Well, I'm sure that you do. And it's easy to see as we listen to that, how that shepherd and sheep possess many qualities, many similarities between Jesus, our good shepherd, and ourselves as the sheep. Jesus, likewise, is our guider. He is provider and he is protector. And one of the most moving illustrations of Jesus as the good shepherd is found in the 6th chapter of Mark. Listen to this one verse. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. And it says he began to teach them many things. As Jesus, the great shepherd, as he saw their distress and anxiety, compassion wells up within him from his sacred heart, and he begins to shepherd them through encouragement, calling them to place their trust in a loving God. Now, this is one of the most beautiful passages of a good shepherd, because it truly shows the compassionate, the loving, and the caring side of Jesus. Come unto me, the Lord says, all that are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, let me quickly share with you one practical point on learning how to come running when we hear our shepherd's voice. Jesus makes it clear in the gospel reading today that as sheep of his flock, we will recognize his voice when he calls, because we've learned that he has good things in store for us. We have learned that we can trust him. And being the kind of person I am, I had to verify this week to see if sheep will only follow the shepherd's voice. So I went to YouTube and looked at a few videos, and guess what? Stranger calls, sheep don't move. Shepherd calls and the sheep come running. Why? Because they know he has good things in store for them. He is trustworthy. See, increasing your trust in God is the surest path to peace, particularly when times are challenging as they are right now. What we're trying to do today, what the Lord calls us to do today in difficult times, is make the best of it, to make the best of a difficult situation. We don't want to be in this situation, but we find ourselves in that. So how do we take lemons and make lemonade out of them? Well, here's what we do. What we learn from today's challenging times, what are some of the lessons? Couple. One is that life is fragile. It's not that tough, as a matter of fact, and that we have less control over our lives than we think that we have at times. So it's in times like these, when we don't feel in control, when we don't feel like things are solid, the ground that we're standing on, that we realize more fully the emphasis of what Jesus is saying all throughout the scriptures, and that is that he is calling to us. He's asking us to follow him, to abandon ourselves to him in a way, as the saints describe it, a way that is utterly, radically, and recklessly abandonment. See, when the shepherd calls and things aren't going well, we're more willing to leave the struggles of reason and rationale behind and to abandon ourselves into the faith zone of trusting the good shepherd who is all compassionate, loving, and caring towards us. What did we hear in the scriptures over the last couple of weeks when Jesus appeared to Thomas? He said, stop doubting and believe. But here's the punch. He says, because you have seen me, he says, you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That's a powerful statement of faith, isn't it? That's leaving reason and rationale, and that's just abandoning yourself into the faith zone. So I'd like to leave you with a couple thoughts for reflection this evening. I love the words of St. Padre Pio. He says this, I feel a great desire to abandon myself to a deeper trust in Jesus. So let me ask you, are you trying to make the best out of today's difficult situation by learning to trust Jesus more fully, as what we heard, as the shepherd and the guardian of your soul? And the second thing is this. Over the course of the day, repeat the words of divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, I personally find great comfort in that when it's really tough, like it is now. And it's not unusual for me to say that phrase at least a couple hundred times a day. But it reminds me of who's in charge, of who's in control, who is my shepherd. Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. God bless all of you.